Forget Me Not.
Thank you for having me again.
It is so great to see you. And that track has gone to another dimension. I mean, how Depeche Mode is that?
Oh, I mean, it's a real headbanger.
It's just incredible. I mean, it's a really great mental health anthem as well. What could you tell us about that?
Oh, well, when I was writing it, I was just such in a place of like being surrounded by like everyone at school, but like feeling so alone as well. And I was like, I wanted to be part of the crowd, but like just in my own place. And it was like just a real struggle and like downward spiral.
So tell us about the recording process for that song, because it's really intricate.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was so much fun. I worked with my friend BC Slumber, and they were like at the mixing desk producing, and for like that chorus part, that wasn't like even part of the original demo. That was something we made up on the spot while in their home studio. And I was just humming along, and we were like, oh, that sounds good. And then we just kept going and kept going. And then BC Slumber even put some of their vocals on the track, hitting the notes that I couldn't reach. And it's just turned into something so beautiful.
And that's the great thing about getting into the studio, where you can actually just do that spontaneous stuff, the experimental stuff, and see how it works. I mean, you really are kind of an experimental electronic artist, and that anecdote just encapsulates that.
Oh yeah, totally.
Tell us about BC Slumber. What a great name, by the way.
I know, it's perfect. So they were actually a tutor of mine during my Collage days, while I was doing my bachelor in music production. And there was like there's this class where you do like a one-on-one with your tutor, and they help you like really solidify a musical project. And I was doing an EP. We were doing these songs back in my uni days, and there was just like this connection, like this deep understanding of like the messages within the songs and like how our brains worked. And so like I contacted them after I graduated, and I'm like, hey, these songs are like really mellow, and I want to turn them into like these punk and edgy queer angst anthems. And then like it just turned into this beautiful song.
Now, your EP 17 is coming out in October, but it sounds like you're really evolving it. You've taken a bit of extra time to kind of, see what comes up with, how you want it to change.
Yes, these songs have been in production for the last 5 years, because I was in year 12 during 2020, which was an experience with COVID and all that. So like this was a very therapeutic thing to do, and I was writing them like very electronic, smooth, and I kept on changing lyrics over the years, like scrapping songs, turning them into something new, and it just kept on going. And I was like, these songs are like the messages, they need to be like have that edgy background to it, because like that's what it is. It's and like the center of it all. It's like queer angst at its finest.
So you must have some songs where there's different versions of them and they sound markedly different.
Oh yes,
Tell us a bit
totally.
more about that.
Oh well, so I kind of like write with pictures in my head, and I like have this whole landscape. And with this song, it was like just taking from the lyrics, I'd rather be in the park of the dark, drowned in the lake, filled with all I can take. I was just picturing this like really calm lake. But like ultimately, I wasn't like in that time, I wasn't in a calm lake at all. I was like, there was COVID happening, and there was year 12 exams, and then there was just all my like questioning gender, and like it was like at the end of coming to terms with my sexuality, and I was like, oh my God, there's so many things coming at me. I'm like barely 18 at this point. And so like it needs to be like something you can just like rock out to and like just be free.
Wow. So your EP, the tracks on your EP are really like a diary.
Definitely, yeah.
Wow. And the journey of a queer non-binary artist who was doing year 12 during COVID, became an adult, and has been doing all this amazing stuff musically with BC Slumber.
Thank you.
So, what else is happening for you musically? Like, what's happening on the live front? Any plans?
Well, I mainly just gonna start with like open mics wherever I can find them, and I do this creative mentorship at Ingram Studios with the lovely Laura Ingram, and she holds like these showcases for all of her mentees. And so I'll be doing one of those tomorrow, and that's always a fun time. It's a very like chill, relaxing kind of vibe, and you're just like there to get the experience and like support each other. And like after each performance, I'm always like ready for more and more and more. Like, I love the stage so much. So like, that's definitely something I want to do.
Wow, because you've done these singles. Like, Forget Me Not sounds like a mature artist. I mean, you've got a great voice.
Oh, thank you.
So the open mics, what a great journey that's going to be.
I know. It's something I've never really had experience with, but I'm excited to go in. Like, with my music and like anything performance-wise, I've always just like jumped right in, like, not care what anyone thinks.
What about a music video for Forget Me Not?
That would be amazing.
Any thoughts? Any plans?
I've always like loved animation, so like, any sort of like music video or anything, I would love it to be like either 2D or 3D animated. Like, that would just be everything.
And of course, because the promo for Forget Me Not is an animation.
Mm.
Yeah. Like the image that you sent. So of course that would fit beautifully. How exciting. So what are you working on right now?
Well, at the moment is kind of my main focus is like sending out the EP to everyone and like making sure it's like heard and out there. But I've also, like, for the past couple of years, been writing some new music as well.
Fantastic. Now what's as a grassroots independent artist releasing their first EP, like, what's that like? And what kind of steps are you going through to, like, put it all together? Where are you at with it?
Well, I feel kind of comfortable with it. I'm still, like, trying to find my footing with all, like, the promotion side and then, like, contacting people and being like, hey, listen to my stuff, or like, put me in your magazine. And yeah, so that part is a bit out of my wheelhouse because I've never like been the kind of person to like try and grab people's attention. And so like,
wow.
Despite how I dress. but yeah.
I think the queer mental health angle, you know, of your songwriting is just so beautiful. And what a great selling point for the EP, because it kind of sounds like all the tracks are like that. How many of them are there, by the way, on 17? There's five. And they're basically all documenting your journey, not just around gender identity and sexuality, but mental health as well.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's so heartfelt, so honest. What's it like being putting all that out there? I mean, you know, putting it all out there for everyone to hear. It must be kind of empowering.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like, I listen to these songs, like, on and off. When I'm on a walk, I'll put it on and I'm just like, oh, my God, yes. And I'm like, that's what I want, like, people to feel ultimately from listening to my music. I want them to feel, like, heard and empowered and, like, feel like that they can just keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. So it sounds like doing the music has made you more optimistic.
It has helped during the hard times, yeah.
So it's really therapeutic for you, but it's also a career. This is a potential career for you.
Yeah.
Is that the goal?
Yes. It's like the first stepping stone for my goal. I have many, and I want to be like this multimedia powerhouse, and like, I don't want to like tell stories just through music. I want to do it through an animated series or like a graphic novel, or just keep touching into these different forms of media to like practically tell my life.
So tell us about the animation that you love.
Oh, where do I start? I mean, I guess there's no real one animation. I just like any of them is like can be so eye-catching. Like, there's this anime called Evangelion, and it's like very cerebral, and I kind of like stuff like that. It's like a little bit, what's the word, it's like it just really makes you think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, if they're thinking, they're stimulated, and if they're stimulated, they're interested. So you're saying that really music isn't just an audio thing for you, it's a visual thing as well.
Yeah. No, like when I listen to music, I like see kind of like this whole movie in my head if I like really connect to it, or if it's just like a cool vibe, I'll see like this like different kind of like moving lights or whatever.
And you write through pictures as well, you were saying before. Mm-hmm. So when you actually write, it's you write what you see.
Yeah.
Wow. And what you feel, obviously, yeah, as well.
Of course.
That is such a great, you know, juxtaposition.
Thank you.
It is just so wonderful seeing you. It's great that you are thriving. Now, do we have a date in October for the release of 17?
Yes, it's the 17th.
Fantastic. Of course.
Of course.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today on 3CR.
Thanks.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.